I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day so that you can accomplish something worthwhile, something great with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. In this podcast, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now, by Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished speaking at a meeting in Philadelphia many years ago, and as I was walking through the airport, I picked up this little book and read it in its entirety. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. And along with prayer and the power of God, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. Today, I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, allow me to give you this reminder from the Word of God, the Bible. Psalm 128, 1 and 2 says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." Our special quote for today is from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said, "Whatever your life's work is, do it well. A man should do his job so well that the living, the dead, and the unborn could do it no better." Today, beloved, in the Get Things Done podcast, we are looking at part 5 of step 9, establish an action environment. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book Doing It Now, a 12-step program, if you will, for curing procrastination and achieving your goals. It is available on our website for just $10. In our last episode, we continued our discussion of the 3D system, do it, delegate it, or ditch it. Today, we address an issue regarding a common distraction, reading materials. Question: you mentioned having a stack of things to read. Are periodicals and other reading material another exception to the 3D approach? Answer: definitely. You don't want to do the reading until you have a slack period. You usually can't delegate it, and you don't want to ditch it if it is something worth reading. So make a separate stack away from your work area of things you intend to read at leisure. But don't let it become a collection of junk. Anything that obviously is not worth reading should be discarded immediately. And don't overlook the possibility of heading off some of this reading material before it gets to your desk. Try to get your name taken off mailing lists for publications that don't really help you. If possible, have most publications routed to a central point such as a coffee table in the reception area of your office. Instead of having them circulated to each individual in the organization, do all you can to cut down on the amount of non-essential reading matter that flows across your desk. Question: you seem to feel rather strongly about this. Does reading really contribute that much to the procrastination problem? Answer: for many people, it does. Some people, and I am one of them, find it very difficult to concentrate on a task when there is a seductive publication nearby beckoning them to pursue its pages. And when I use the word seductive, I'm not thinking in the Playboy sense. My problem is usually an interesting article in this morning's Wall Street Journal or an important book that is catching my attention, and I am adding that part. Distraction is almost synonymous with procrastination, and all of us procrastination prone people who like to read are sitting ducks for the wiles and machinations of designing journalists. I've learned that the only way I can avoid the lure of the well-written word is to place tempting publications out of reach and out of sight, to be picked up only on the way to lunch or when I've earned a respite by completing some onerous chore. Now, beloved, let's pray our prayer together that we pray each week. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Now, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus Christ in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, here's how. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.